Let us begin our evening service tonight as we turn to our hymn books to page number 812. Don't sing a solo, please. If you can sing a solo, we want you up here by yourself. We sing together. 812. So let us stand together as we sing this hymn and sing it unto the glory of God. Okay, let's sing together. Okay, the first and second and last verses. Okay, ready? I heard an old story of a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me in his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, Lord Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and now my love is to him. And he crunched me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Let's sing the last. I heard about a mansion he had built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. I heard the angels singing and the old redemption story, and some sweet day sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Amen. Let's pass the prayer. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings and the opportunity we have to assemble ourselves in this building to worship and to praise your holy name. Father, we thank you for each one who has come. We ask your blessings on those who might yet be on the way coming to bring them safely. We ask you, Lord, to bless not only the singing, but Lord, we ask your blessings on the message and the messenger, that our hearts will be blessed and our hearts will be encouraged to be faithful in our livings and a day-by-day basis. Be with the pastor and his family. Continue watch over them. Keep them safe. Keep them well. And we pray you bring them back safely. We ask you, Lord, now to guide tonight's service. And may your name be glorified in the message and the singing and all that we do, Lord. We want to do it to the glory of our Savior, Jesus Christ. In his name we ask it. Amen. All right, let us continue our good singing. We go to the next hymn number, to page number 294, one day, 294. Catch up. Give me a chance to get it. Give me a chance to get it. You guys are much faster than I am. 294.
The red book?
Is it the red book? I guess it's the red book. You have it in the red book, right? I believe you need the red book to have even. Yeah, see if you can find in that book.
It's 192.
192. Okay, 192. Thank you. What? Alright, 192, we sing first, second, and last verses, 1, 2, and 5. Let's sing it together, man. You ready? Right? One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin. Well, among men, my example is he. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Married, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on the tree. Suffering anguish, just rejected. Bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Number 5. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day, my Redeemer bringing. Glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine. Living, he loves. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sin. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Amen. What a wonderful day that will be when he comes. And we'll be taken to heaven instantly. What a joy it's going to be for the saints. And a sad time for those who are not saved and are left behind. Let's at this time pause to look at the bulletin and see what some of the events are for this week. And take up offerings afterwards. Well, we haven't had anything changed since this morning, so whatever we have had this morning, easy to say we haven't again tonight. The Master Club were this morning with Brother Daniel, and we had a memory verse from Proverbs chapter 18, okay, 18:10. Very good. I'm trying to see if you have your memories already and to go. And keep in prayer for the pastor and his family while they're on their vacation, and pray for their safety when they're coming back at the end of this weekend. And to be thankful to God for our intern and his son and his wife here with us, not only singing but preaching and sharing the word of God. So it's a blessing to have them here with us. We want to remind you about the quarterly business meeting next Sunday, and we ask you to bring along some lunch so we can have this meeting together after our morning worship. Next, what we have of interest? Anyone can remember of any items maybe missed over or looked over? It's just the same repeats of what we had this morning.
Pray for the family of the pastor that passed away, the Griffith family.
Okay. Do you remember the prayer for the family? His name was Griffin?
It's Les Griffin.
Les Griffin, Mr. Pastor Griffin, who has
Griffith.
passed. Griffin?
No.
Griffith?
Yes.
Okay, Griffith, okay. Griffith, family, his loved ones, the church family, so that they might encourage his wife or his family who are left behind. Anything else? Yes.
Just pray for Roy, obviously, who wasn't able to make it tonight.
Okay.
Also, John Watson texted, he picked up his brother and they're in the hotel, so he made it safely to Texas. And I asked if how the weather was, and he said too hot. So
too hot.
Everywhere.
I would imagine. In Texas, when I was there, it was extremely hot, and so if it's still hot, that seemed to have standard procedure there. And in Florida, those places in the south, I think the Carolinas will be experiencing some of this hot weather also. But it's all under God's control. We have no control afterward. With all our modern technology, there's nothing they can do to make the atmosphere cool. Only God can do it. Anything else I left out?
Talked to family in Florida today, and we are hotter than they are.
Really? That's unusual.
Yeah.
Well, it should be coming to an end by this Sunday, if the forecasters are correct. All right, so ends the announcements. If no other ones, nothing else. We will take the offering at this time. If we can have ushers to come. Bob. And Messiah. Time to take the offering. Okay? Don't go too fast, see Bob. Keep in mind he's a little bit younger than he is, okay? So go a little slower. Now stay with you, Messiah. It doesn't make any difference. Just stay with you. Okay, we are going to pray on this.
Father God, Lord, we thank you for this time that we can bring our tithes and our offerings to you.
Yes.
We know that you ordain it, and we know that you have a firm program in place for it, and you have a total system of blessings that are lined up on the end of it, that we might be able to be taken care of in terms of the same way that we honor you. We just ask, Lord, now that as we bring these things to you for your storehouse, that you might be able to use them in the best possible way.
Yes, Lord.
To bring forth the greatest blessing to the highest number. We just thank you so much, Lord, for taking care of us as splendidly as you do. And we just pray that you would suit a blessing to each gift as well as to each giver as we seek your face in the area of our giving this night. For it's in Christ's name we ask it.
Amen. You want to close on? All right, let's go back to singing. We are going to sing one song, and then we open for testimonies. We don't want to leave them out. The next song we have supposed to be It Is Well. It's 705 in your book. What, but Danny, can you find that on that page for me? It Is Well with Your Soul. Oh, it's 417. I think that's the number I have here, 417. Okay. 417 is the next song we'll be singing. We sing the first verse and the chorus only, and then we will pause for testimonies after the first verse. It's a song of the chorus. Okay, let's sing it. Happy like a river sendeth my way. Rivers like sea billows roll and cry ever my love. Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Let's sing number four. It's the day when the freight shall be sighed, the clouds be rolled back as the smoke. Shall we sing and the Lord shall descend, even so it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Amen. Testimony time at this moment. So we pause for those who would like to share testimony, who would like to be first. Some blessing you might have had this past week, or even by this day. Who would like to be first? Karen?
I just like to say that I was blessed throughout the week preparing for Carol's prize. It was nice that family was able to come and celebrate and left this morning safely.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
the Lord.
I praise the fact that the Russians, they're doing some things they haven't done before.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of camping with her dad, but they also went to all of America and they send a few pictures. One looks like it's of Abigail, and she's very, very tall up on some kind of big green thing, so I'll have to ask them what that was all about.
Mm-hmm.
But then they went to the fair, the state fair, I think Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that. So there's a picture of Paul, Lydia, and I think Elizabeth. And they kind of have this questionable expression on their face. Because I think cheese curds are kind of rubbery. But they look like they're having a great time. So I just pray for their safe return and, of course, crying and smile.
Very good. First of all, anyone else with a testimony? I had any more report from Pastor Rice or the family? And how about some blessings for the past week? We know some people went swimming. They can share the thoughts about the joy they had of swimming. Don't just keep it a secret. Tell us about the joy you have in swimming in God's wide ocean that He has made.
Well, while they're thinking, I have a testimony.
Okay, go ahead, Carol.
I just praise the Lord that that He not only blesses us, but gives us strength for the hard times.
Amen.
But when we have those hard times, He knows that the blessings then are extra special.
Mm-hmm.
So I do thank Him for family, for friends, for church family, for the many, many blessings that I've had, especially this week, but throughout forever.
Right.
Tim and Braden did get home safely. Sarah got home safely. Brian will be traveling tomorrow. And I presume Joe and JT got home okay. Did not hear from them. But I'm very thankful for, first of all, Karen's hard work. And just because God is good all of the time.
Amen. Mm. All right, anyone else with a blessing that you had in the past week? The time keeps on moving and we don't say anything. Okay.
For me, it's been a huge blessing to be able to, how would I explain it? It's a huge, I guess, surprise blessing to be able to be here with my folks and Danny and the kids. And I wasn't expecting it, you know, so it's like old times when I was little,
mm-hmm.
when we were at the house church with my parents. So I'm very thankful to the Lord for being able to be here with them and to meet all of you guys as well. It's a huge blessing.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, and to you guys as well.
We are happy to have you here. We enjoy your message this morning and the challenge. I hope everyone did. Enjoy the blessings. Anyone else before we close off? Anyone else? Well, let's sing another verse of 4:17. It is well with my soul. Let's sing the third verse, and then we will be preparing for the message afterwards. And how if you stretch your legs by standing? I'm standing all the time, and can I have you come be my company, standing and singing, giving glory to God? Page 4:17. It is well. The third verse of it and the chorus. Okay. My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, nothing but, the whole is nailed to His cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. Praise the Lord. We will stop at this point and we will have a speaker for tonight. Our brother Danny can bring us a message that God has laid on his heart, and be in prayer for him as he brings them God's message, that we be blessed and refreshed from the Word of God. Brother Danny?
Hello, how are you, brethren? A pleasure for me as Ezekiel, I don't want to say because I have the chance to talk now, but to be grateful to the Lord. Before I had Ezekiel, I was praying to the Lord. As soon as I get married with Hannah, I was praying to the Lord that the day that we have a son, I was praying for his soul. He didn't even be there, not even in her, his mom womb, nothing. Just I start praying for him and for his soul. And my dream was one day my son will grow up and we will work together in the work of the Lord. We will preach together. We will go to win, how you say? soul winning together, and we go outside and the street preaching, and we did with my son all that. So it's a blessing. It's the blessing of the Lord for my life to have these things. So I am enjoying to being able to share with you, brethren, and my son here with me, and my wife together sharing God's word. Okay, I want to share with you some verses. I know you are tired, we are all tired with this heat wave, so better go to the point, don't be around, and we take the blessing that we need from God's word. Every time I have the chance to prepare a message, my prayer is, Lord, help me to give them something that is a blessing for them, to the hearers, those that will hear God's word. I don't want to waste the time or take the chance that they say, got a good preaching. I don't care really about that. If it is, good. But the point is, what blessing can I bring to you through God's word? Because I am useless, as all the human beings, without the Lord. So I want to share, let me see. It is in Colossians. I think I lost it. It's here. Colossians chapter 3. I want to read one verse. Actually, we have some verses together, but we'll see how far we reach for the time. We don't want to go further. It says in Colossians 3, actually you read it for me, Ezekiel, because your English is much better than mine. From 1 to 12, if you can, son.
So Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
Amen.
Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering.
Thank you. And it keeps going and going. But we won't have time. I think even we won't have time to take the 12 verses. But as Wellington was saying to us, he repeated a word this morning and today, in the last days I hear from him, he said, challenge. The Lord is challenging us. The true Christian life, it is a challenge, and that's why God challenged us. And it's not just to come to hear some preacher, but it's to see what God has for me, what he wants to say me, but he will challenge me. It won't be an easy thing. Will be a kind of, the pastor was explaining, the wrestling with God that Jacob had. It is a wrestling, because we are wrestling with holy things, heavenly things, and earthly things. Earthly thing, of course, is our side. Heavenly thing, of course, is God's side. And it starts the verse saying, if ye then be risen with Christ. Did you ever hear a preaching about this? If ye then be risen with Christ. If you turn the television on and you see most of preachings, they won't go with these verses. They skip these verses. If ye then be risen. Are you risen with Christ or not? Is what the verse is saying. It's a strong challenge. And I wouldn't dare to say if it wasn't written here in the scripture. That's why Paul, led by the Holy Spirit, wrote this verse here and said to the believers. Now he's talking to the believers. Are you risen with Christ? Are you a born-again believer? It is not. This is not for church-going people. We have to make that difference, and we have to aim that in our Christian life. Brethren, we can turn from a Christian to a church-goer person and getting the use of going to church and start coming and coming, but that don't make us believers, Christians, and we need to keep this, and this will be a fight, a battle. I'm convinced that when Paul says, I had fought the good fight and I'm ready to go, he knew he was being he will be beheaded. He said, I am, if you read the passage, it is like, I am tired in the good sense. I have fought this battle. Faith is a battle. I'm tired. I just wanna go home. And happily, I wanna go home. I have seen this experience, as I told you before. Oh, I'm sorry. With Hannes' uncle, a believer of many years, Hannes' father, a lot of Christians, that when the time comes, they say, I wanna go home. I'm tired being within this body, aches here, aches there. I'm in the hospital. I wanna go with the Lord. So here Apostle Paul says, if you are risen with Christ, you have to do something. Look for the things which are above. That's a complicated thing. Do you remember the Lord in John chapter 3, when he was talking to Nicodemus? He said, if I say earthly thing and you don't understand, how you will understand heavenly things? That's a big conflict for our soul to understand heavenly things, because we are earthly, and without Christ we cannot understand things at all. Our tendency is always worrying for things here on earth. And even good people, I saw through the years, Christians, and different churches here, there are different nations, and I see basically the same pattern of, they are too concerned with the earthly things. Actually, I look at myself, and I see the same. When I was young, I have a strong tendency for this. And I put this in beautiful words to make it sound beautiful. I said, I am a man that want to prosper. I am not a lazy man. I want to have a future. I always had that spirit that there is something to do, I'm not just stand up and go and do what I have to. But at the end, I realized I was being, in one way, very earthly, because I was looking for earthly good things. There is a verse that says, I didn't wrote, it's in Hebrews, that says that we are partakers of the heavenly calling. Do you remember that verse? Partakers. So, we are called for a heavenly business thing. But we insist in the earthly business thing. Our heart is set to this. How do I know? Because the verse keeps explaining, because God wants to lead us, is His goal in the scripture. The second verse in the same chapter said, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. So, in other words, if I know, if I'm looking heavenly or earthly, because I can see that in my affections, if I look my affections, I will see what I look, what I'm looking for in life. What are my affections? My affections, sadly, tend to be very earthly and not evil things. We are not saying, we are not talking about evil. We are not talking about sinful goals. We are talking about earthly. Things are only beneficial for a short period of time. Let's say 90 years, 100 years, your life. And if you expect to live to 100, I expect not to live to 100. I hope not to live to 100. But let's suppose, if you expect that, it's just a short time. We are working in our life to make these 100 years great, or we are working for eternity. My heart is inclined to those 100 years of the millions and millions of years I have ahead. It is complicated because our heart, it is not good. We heard this morning, Ezekiel was trying to explain strongly, as he always does, very strongly, that we are sinful. It's our nature. And only the grace of Jesus Christ can turn our hearts. And let me tell you what, my experience, what made my heart be in the earthly things. We are so crafty with our twisted heart that we put things in different words. So we are happy with ourselves. And I had that tendency in my young years to not to be conformed and to say, well, I should have better things. My car barely works. Actually, I didn't have a car for a long time. Okay, now I have a car. It barely works. I work harder than other people. Actually, I see I am good, better than other people working. At school, I was good, no effort. I was always the second or third in class because I don't want to work too much. Just easy, I was the second, the third. Very easy. If I put I press the gas pedal, I can be the first. But I'm not interested in that. So I have that tendency to think that I deserve more. I met one of my co-students in high school, and he had an important position in a bank, a very important position in a bank. This guy Alberto, he achieved something in life, and we start talking. Hey, how are you here? And then, what you doing in the bank? And what about you? Well, I'm just I just teach basic level of English. And he said to me, "Well, I thought you would be a president of a company or something. You were so smart." And I said, "Yeah, he's right. I should be, because I'm a lot smarter than this guy." But so I have that tendency. What was that keep my mind in the earthly things? You know what, in my experience, maybe it's useful for you. I thought I deserve something. I misunderstood the word grace. With the years, I realized that if I have something, it is because of grace. Pilate. Correct my, because I know in Spanish it's Poncio Pilatos. How you say that in English? The one who judged Jesus. Right. He said to the Lord, "You are not answering me. You don't know I have the power to send you to the cross, kill you, and you dare not." And the Lord answered back and said, "You have no power. If it's not given from..." The Lord makes the rich and the poor. Did you ever know people that are hard workers, amazingly hard workers, are only achieving life this? And some kind of lazy guys that have that luck, we say luck, we'll explain that, and they're growing life and they know a guy here, there, and end up being the president of a company. Why is that? Because it's what God wants. We always said, God is sovereign, God is in control. Well, God is in control. He said to Moses, "Go and preach to the..." Actually, well, "Go and rescue the people." He had a lot of preachings ahead too. And he said, no, I am slow of tongue, I think he said something, I know in Spanish. "I'm not a good speaker. Send another one." No. And the Lord says to him, didn't I make every man, the blind, the deaf? I did everyone according to my will. There is a control that God has. And knowing that, I take everything that He gives me by grace. Now, I will start to making a list of my merits to see what the Lord should give me. And I find out that all my merits are nothing. So, what Daniel deserves? Nothing. So, everything that Daniel have is by grace. The Lord want to give me a car that barely works. Today you start. I am happy. Good. I will try to get a better one. But if it's not, it's by God's grace. I had the van. Now we have some problem with papers. By grace of the Lord, I had the van for 3-4 weeks. Now, no van. It's okay. If the problem is that we start thinking that we deserve something, and that sets our mind on earthly things, then we understand we don't deserve anything, and that everything that we have is for God's grace, we start setting our minds in heavenly things. At least I realized that for me. I used to think, brethren, that I need a bigger house. I realize now I don't. I used to think I need a better car. I see, no, I don't want a better car anymore. And not because I don't want to try to get things or to be lazy, but for changing my glasses. With the glasses, spiritual glasses, I see that everything I have is by grace. even, we were saying this morning, even the things that are hard to take. Because in those things, there is a blessing for my soul. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. It's like, what's the problem? Why so many conflicts? Why you are so complicated with your own soul? If we have an eternity to enjoy. The problem is, at least it was for me, that I believe that in half, in a soft way. And the beginning of that was to see the gospel that we heard this morning in a light way. If we don't give the gospel the weight it has, our life will be earthly. Even we are saved, but our whole heart will be here. If the gospel is not a glorious thing, if the gospel is not glorious, yes, I was going to hell. This is not a thing to solve a problem when I get that, when I die. I was going to hell. God did, was, his wrath was over me. Now he, I am his son, I am his friend, I have an eternity. When I think those these kind of things, I tend to be more with my look to the heavenly things. But when I lose that side, my glasses, my spiritual glasses are gone, and I see things as I see now without my glasses. You are just blurry figures. You are nothing. That's just, I don't know. I know there is Wellington, but so it's a blurry thing. We can lose our real life sight without the understanding that we have everything by grace, and that the gospel is not that glorious as it is. So. Now did you understand this? Okay, let's go and let's live a successful Christian life. That's it. No, it's not like that. We have to fight with this day after day. I don't know you, but you tell me. Do you have those strong days and weak days in spiritual life? But I don't want to be weird, but I have it. I don't know if you will dare to confess. Don't you have those days that you see that you feel like I will pray and that mountain will be removed? I can do the impossible things. You have those days. And you have those days that are a little toothache and you lose all your faith. And everything is gone, everything is lost. Why? Because this, my brethren, it is a battle, not an easy battle. That's why we come to church every Sunday. It's too long, a whole week without God's Word and without the communion. We can read at home, but we don't have communion among ourselves. We encourage each other. We have a favorite verse, but several favorite verses with Danny. He is, you know, my friend, my brother. I never found in Argentina, not in all the countries I was, a friend like Danny. He is my friend. No one else can be close to Danny. And we have one favorite verse. How you say that verse in English, Danny? So sorry, that has to be perfect. En un hierro se afila con otro. One iron. You know that verse?
Yes.
The translation in Spanish is the same. It changes a little bit. That says a knife, like an iron, because the iron. So you make a knife sharper using another knife. We were eating, Sister Carol invited us to dinner, and she has made a big, what was that piece of meat, like pork, was, and we have to cut it, and the knife was not sharp enough. So I grab another knife, and it was like a, you know, to make a surgery. A knife, a piece of iron, and other iron, they sharp if they are together, and they have friction, conflict. What an easy life without church. I don't have anyone to fight with. No, my faith is proved here. Okay, you will fight. That's part of life. And you will have to forgive. Well, we have another whole preaching about that. But, brethren, our affections, my affections, I will talk about me in regards to this, were set on earthly things because my view was wrong. The gospel was not that glorious, because I was always complaining about my lack, because things were not that good as others. My affections can be modified by things that the Lord allowed in my life. Satan went to the Lord and said, you have a servant that is called Job. Of course he is good with you. You give to him everything. He is rich. He has sons, a wife. He is wise. But let me touch a little bit of his things. And you know the story. And if you read how Job defends himself, you will see how he say how was his soul. And by the way, he say things that are amazing. How just was this man. He said, if I didn't help the poor, of course, he like saying, of course I did. If I didn't make a pact with my eyes to not look at the virgin, at the young, at the maids. So he was a just man. But just compared with the friends. But compared with God's standards. That's why at the end of the the book, he says, I hear you. How is it? Let me, it's at the very end, it's easy to find, Job. Because I know in Spanish, I ask the translation, let me look for that. It's very easy to find, because it's the last. Here, 5. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye see thee. I was just. He was a good man. Anyways, I hear you by the hearing of the ear. I barely see, understand, know you. Now my eye see you. After all the affliction I went through, I set my eyes in heavenly things. I was okay. No better man than him in his times. Anyway, he said, now I can see you, Lord. Through the affliction I went through, you have taught me, and I can be in a real communion and understanding of you. And the Lord was pleased with him after these words. The Lord made him go through tremendous trials. So he can say this verse 5. Wouldn't be easier if someone come and preach this verse to a poor Job? We don't learn that way. We learn the other way. The real scripture, the real gospel, goes against the prosperity gospel. The prosperity gospel fills the churches with nothing. Nobody knows who is who inside a prosperity gospel church. But the true gospel lead us to this experience. Okay, now you are saved by God's grace. Now set your sight in heavenly things. Time passed. I don't want to take too long. It's 9. I think it's the time to finish. But let me say one thing more. You know, I used to be, when my sight was better, a good reader. I have a tiny Bible, tiny in this size. I used to read it. And I used to go to work by bus in Argentina, so I have the time to read back and forth. I have the time, and I read it, and read it. And I was faster reader, and a good reader, so I read the Bible, and I read it, and I read it. And I have this in my mind. I read the Bible because it's good for me. I read the Bible because it's good for me. It was still an earthly vision. With the time, things start changing. And now, I read the Bible because I like it. Because I love it. Because it makes me happy to read the Bible. It's not only, of course, because it's good for me. But it's not only for that. It's because the Lord is inviting me to see heavenly things. And for God's grace, that's why He changed our heart. And that's why you can be sure of your salvation. Because you have that spark in your heart. How can it be? I'm such a bad-tempered person, but I'm so happy with the things of the Lord. I'm not a good Christian as I should, but I'm so happy hearing a message and reading the Scripture. I want to invite you, brethren, that we keep doing this together. Try to set our mind for earth, for heavenly things, and not to give that much importance to earthly things. Earthly things will be destroyed. Heavenly things are forever. It is not wonderful that the Lord put these amazing things in the hands of poor human beings? That can be occupied, can be busy with heavenly things. I hope this can be a blessing for you, brethren. May the Lord bless you.
Amen. Let's close with this hymn that we have here, 623, The Man of the Cross. Something that is the challenge. Give me a moment to catch up with you and on it. Let us stand together as we sing this hymn.
hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. For the dead old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross, for my cross is the last I laid on. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Sing number two. On that old rugged cross, so despite my love, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glories above to bear it to the Calvary. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for crown. Let's stop at turn number four. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, each shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he called me someday to my home far away, where his glories forever I share. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for crown. Amen. Let's pause for prayer. At this time, Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you for the message we have heard. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity we have to be in church, to fellowship one with each other, and to learn about the things of God, and to realize that we are only here for a limited time, and then we can be with the Lord in the heavens. We thank you, Lord, that you promised one day, Lord, the angels will sing a trumpet, and those who have died will rise again, and those of us who are alive will be our bodies will be changed, and we'll be with the Lord forever with the Lord. Bless us now, Lord, each one as we go to our homes. Give us safety in travel. Give us guidance throughout this week up ahead. And we ask for your continued blessings, protections. Be with the ones who are sick. We think of Tricia and Evans. Your healing touch on them. We ask for Roy. You continue to bless him and give him strength for this week. Be with the pastor and his family as they continue to enjoy their vacation time. That you will guide them, protect them, and bring them back safely. Guide us now, Lord, as we go to our homes. Give us safety in travel. We pray that your word will be ringing in our ears, and we use each opportunity there, God, to share with others, that they too can come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior and can know their sins are forgiven and they are on their way to heaven. Thank you, Lord, and guide us now. Dismiss us with your blessings. And Father, we give you the glory, the praise, and thanks for all things we have asked. In Jesus' name, amen.